and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And today, the news is that sales of all pork products have gone up by over 6%. Now, on the face of it, with the pigs crisis still in the news, that should be good for our pig farmers. But far from it. It was nearly all imported pork and bacon. And the Pig Levy Board, BPEX, said that the increases in sales come from deep price-cutting promotions of cheap imported meat, which over two-thirds have been produced under conditions which would be illegal in the UK. One or two supermarkets have stuck to their guns and sell either only or as much British and Scottish pork as possible. But others have simply piled high and sold it cheap, not caring about the welfare standards of the pigs. Now, on Monday, you may remember we spoke to David Kerr. He's a farmer from Aldern with a keen interest in the weather. And after talking to him about this week's weather, particularly with lambing and spring drilling in mind, I managed to get a longer-term prediction out of him. And as he tells us, the future weather is all down to the high-altitude winds called the jet stream and the sunspots which cause the aurora, or northern lights.
The jet stream was much further north, but it's tracking a bit further south now, which is why we've had all the depressions over it. If the northern blocking takes hold again and high pressure over Greenland, it'll probably go south again. That would leave us on the polar side and fairly cool for the late part of March and into April. There are still hints of the summertime of the jet stream not being as far north as it should be, and therefore a cool, wet summer again. So last night I did see the aurora, and that should hint at better summers coming eventually, but there may be a lag of maybe a year, and the sun, although it is waking up, should be at a maximum just now with sunspot activity, and it's not.
If you could stick your neck out for a little bit longer into the season, sort of May, June, what would you be thinking?
We get a continuation of a northern blocking, then it could be cool, dry, maybe some late frost, but it looks as though it should be drier. I think the early part of the summer, given the routine that we've got into the last few summers, should be drier and should be nicer, but it doesn't necessarily mean it'll be warm or hot.
So there we go. This spring and summer could be similar to last, and after a dry start to the summer, it's likely to be a cooler one again. But there are hints that 2012 could see the beginnings of a return to better weather. Let's just hope that David's right. After all, he usually is. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:14, 12:40, as ever, with more MFR Farming.